top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Do this.
Time now to go to
number five.
I can get this thing fixed.
It's sticking a little bit today.
My number box. I can't wait for the Mr. Rogers movie to come out because I think I want to change the numbers to Mr. Rogers' numbers because he would always, what are we going to count? Meow, 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 meow. That movie's creeping me out already. Can I just say, I know this is not number five, but can I just say that I noticed in the commercial for that movie, there's like a sex scene in that movie.
With Mr. Rogers?
No. Oh. No, luckily it's the...
Somebody on the set?
It's in the...
reporter, the guy that's
the
there
reporter,
to do a
yeah.
report on him?
That's the guy from The Americans, right? Isn't that Kerry Russell's real husband?
Oh, you know what's so funny? That we're watching football over the week with some friends, and that popped up, that ad, and half the room went, oh, I can't wait. And the other half went, God, this thing creeps me out.
I know.
It's like a totally divisive trailer.
I know. Who knew that Mr. Rogers was going to be as polarizing? I don't know. All right. Anyway, speaking of polarizing, Mike Pompeo is in the news, and he was in a press conference today, and he was talking about the State Department's position on the Israeli settlements and that they believe that they are not a violation of international law. That's been a question. Secretary of State was then confronted with criticism that he has not chosen to speak up publicly in defense of his own employees who are being attacked by the president.
I'm happy to talk about Ukraine policy today. I'm not going to get into the issues surrounding the Democrat impeachment inquiry. Just not going to do it today. It is worth noting that Ambassador Yanovich's departure preceded the arrival of Bill Taylor. there's some ideas out there that somehow this change was designed to enable some nefarious purpose. You should all just look at the simple fact that it was Bill Taylor that replaced Ambassador Yanovich, who in each case has been driving towards the appropriate Ukraine policy, which I'm happy to talk about. I'm proud of what this administration has done with respect to Ukraine.
Well, be a little careful about that. That may come back to haunt you. I'm proud about this administration has done with Ukraine.
That could come up again.
Yeah, that probably could. I mean, if he's talking about for the last couple of weeks, yeah, maybe. it's going to be a little harder. Going to be a little harder. And I get it. And it's interesting because there's been this narrative today. Washington Post did this story about why it is. They're going after Pompeo pretty heavy. And there's a story that leaked that from the New York Times over the weekend that Pompeo is on the president's poop list and that Pompeo's getting X'd out in meetings, and the president's mad at him. They had a dinner that he got invited to, and the president just like unloaded him. I think it was actually a lunch, got unloaded on him. And so it's, you know, one of those deals. And he may run for the Senate in Kansas. You may want to jump in there. If I were him, I'd be doing that immediately.
I would get the paperwork done.
Yeah, getting right out of that situation. So, but well, we'll see. We'll see how this all goes. All right. I'm going to have to wait here to get to the four. I don't want to give this short shrift here because
there's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah, Matt Nagy works his way in.
He
talking
does.
About Mitchell Trubisky. I'm going to tell you something right now. That scene on the sideline.
It was weird.
Where they're holding each other by the head.
And they were in they're like face to face, like uber close. And he's got the play cards.
Yeah, he still manages to hide whatever he's saying with his face with the play calling card.
Right, it's a placemat now, right? And they put the placemat up. I'm going to start doing that at dinner. I'm just going to take the placemat and put it up.
At Thanksgiving.
Cav, you and I should do that.
Yeah,
no,
you and I should go to dinner, and then I just grab
right
your
here.
Head, and I just put the placemat over it,
Coach
so nobody
protocol.
Knows what we're really doing.
Forehead
right.
to forehead.
Yeah.
I think at Thanksgiving, sidebar conversations with individuals
really
at the table.
Really good idea, yeah.
Come here. I talk to you.
And forehead to forehead.
I know. it's, right. it's oh, that's you know what? The part that's weird to me.
I feel you.
Maybe
you are
can't
you
hear.
Feeling this? I'm feeling this.
Pass the
shut up.
Pass the
shut
potatoes.
Up, you two.
Although in the stadium, I guess you can't hear, right? This what this is why that's happening.
It wasn't real loud in that stadium. what was there to be loud about?
Los Angeles people aren't even real fans.
No, it was Bears fans predominantly.
Really
the Bears
was.
Did something that was very loud. Lauren Lapke can tell us about the roads and the skies right now.
It's an annual tradition like no other. Join WGN Morning News' Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggetts, Sarah Jindra, and it's all for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Chicago's Thanksgiving morning starting at 8 a.m. on WGN-TV.
All right. Checking in at...
Number four.
Mm-hmm. Chicago Bears coach Matt Nagy says that the decision to pull Mitchell Trubisky had zero to do with his play, solely because he had a hip pointer, an injury sustained in the second quarter, and that he's really tough and he wanted to stay in the game. And
the thing that you love about Mitch is that he's extremely tough. I love that about him. But at the same time, you know, he's at a point where you could see that it was painful. I sat there and I told him, I said, listen, man, we appreciate your toughness. We appreciate you being as tough as you can possibly be and want to stay in the game. But I need to be able to make a decision, because there's a fine line of that pain or being injured to where it affects how you play or decisions that you make because of being injured. And I think that's where we got to. And again, he's a tough blue collar kid and he's a fighter, but I wanted him to know that I fully support if he's in pain and it hurts to play and too much to where it's affecting our team, I need to make a decision. And that's exactly what that was.
Is Mitch his long lost son or something? It's just like the way he talks about him is so odd to me.
23andMe. They finally figured it out.
It's like, I just know, like, the way he winks his left eye a little bit, it means he's injured. And I just know when I saw it, then it's like, what?
They've got a connection, like, few you see, right?
Right.
Quarterback and
oh, it's going great.
Coach.
Oh, spectacular.
No, just the way they talk to each other.
Now, they've won four games this season, right? One mm-hmm. of which Mitch didn't
six.
Play in. That's the, it's important to note. Was it one or two that he didn't play in?
One win, right? Because the London game, they didn't win.
Because
right. Minnesota, they won because he came out in the first series of downs.
Right.
Yeah, he's tough. Yeah, I'm sure he's tough. I don't play the game. I don't know. I'm not worried. You know, it's
you
like,
gotta be
I'm,
tough to play.
Yeah, I don't. This is not my problem. My problem is he doesn't have the requisite skills to play the game of football at the highest level.
Not that we've seen.
And they gave up the number two draft choice by trading away the number three draft choice. And, oh, God. And they also gave up the number one, the first round draft picks for the following 2 years, including this upcoming draft year, for which we are not going to have a first round pick. Not a first round pick. No pick.
Nope.
Okay.
But that's on Ryan Pace. And as you pointed out, Kevin, he hasn't been giving interviews to anyone.
Hey, he hides over there at Hallis Hall. It's like, why don't you come face the music?
And that's on the Khalil Mack trade. I understand that. It's not to do with Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, it just ain't right. It just, there's nothing about this that's right. There's nothing even remotely, not even not close to not right about it. It's totally wrong. And we were supposed to be good this year.
I know we were. I remember when we had a lot of hope. I remember
these,
that hope.
These teams are basically trying to hand... It's almost like they're playing football with a fourth grade class. And, you know, like when you see like they always show those promos and those PSAs of the players going to some like high school or whatever, and they're playing with kids or like grade school.
Right.
And they're throwing a Nerf ball at them.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what's been going on!
Number three.
Oh. Why didn't I read ahead?
I was going to say, I don't think it gets better.
And now it's going to, Colin Kaepernick. Now, I got to tell you something. And I was sort of like, all right, I'm starting to think, yeah, maybe Colin Kaepernick, somebody could take a look at him. We'll see what goes on. I was even thinking the Bears should take a look at him. And now the Bears might have to take a look at him. But it was really weird what happened here on Saturday.
So weird. Beyond.
1 hour. 1 hour before he was supposed to do this tryout or this, you know, whatever it is, workout, sanctioned by the NFL, he moved it an hour away to another place. What's going on with him? What is the idea? What is that?
He said he didn't trust the league what to do right by him, so he wanted to control the environment.
He wanted to have cameras. His agent, Jeff Nally, and attorney Ben Meisles said that Kaepernick had been denied being able to have his own film crew. And then Kaepernick said this.
Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. We weren't getting that elsewhere. So we came out here. It's important that y'all are here. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people.
Okay, so I just
the NFL was telling him they could only have their crew to film, nobody else.
Look, I was all for his messaging and what he was trying to do and all that. But this is a perfect example of why a team wouldn't sign him and had nothing to do with a political sort of statement, but because of this whole circus it has become. And that's not a good move by Kaepernick. Come on,
no.
An hour before, like 25 teams were going to make the trip there. I think only 8 of them ended up making it out to the high school because, I mean, if you're a team, aren't you like, forget this?
Yeah.
Really?
Makes him seem less reliable.
Less reliable.
Demanding. But he doesn't trust the NFL, is what he's saying.
Okay.
To do right by him, and that the last minute he found out he couldn't have his camera crews. I mean, why not?
I'm telling you right now, there are teams that need him.
No doubt.
Yes.
I could think of one. I'm not now staring out the window in the direction of a stadium that team might play in. But I'm just saying that they could think of at least one NFL team that could use a quarterback, even as a backup. Backup quarterback, backup, backup, backup quarterback. Because right now, the Bears, it should be noted, if Mitchell Trubisky can't go because of his hip pointer.
Did you use those air quotes on purpose?
Hip pointer. If he can't go because of that, then they only got one quarterback. And I'm sorry, you can't have Tariq Cohen do everything. He can't throw the ball to himself and then get smushed by a guy.
When is Tom Brady available?
I bet you that Nagy would still go with Mitch, even if we had Tom Brady. I have so much confidence.
Oh, God, you know how to rub it in, don't you?
Number two.
In New York, nearly 24 Delphi University students made it a full week without their cell phones. As part of a college course intended to break the powerful addiction of the smartphone itself, students couldn't believe they made it.
Everything's perfect right now. Having a lot better relationships. It's just a lot more like stress-free environment. No worries about social media.
I think it's really like refreshing and like relaxing. So I was able to fall asleep like a lot easier. Doing homework was 100% easier.
I was just more appreciative of everything around me, and like I was more aware.
Like sit at the dinner table and have a conversation,
and like couldn't get rid of that habit though.
That's okay. That professor,
it's a good exercise.
The professor says she's very glad that she's getting positive results with her experiment.
Are the conveniences worth it? The fact that no one can focus, that my students can't sleep, they feel bad about themselves because of social media. I mean, the list could just go on and on.
Yeah, that's true. The list can go on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a full week?
That's a long time. Think about it as an adult.
I would love to get rid of my phone for a week.
Yeah, me too. I would love to throw my phone out of this window right now. This is what I would like to do.
At Soldier Field.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I would like to throw the ball. I'd like to throw my phone to Tariq Cohen and then have him catch the phone and then be smushed, which is what happens with Tariq Cohen, except on the one play where he got away. Is it possible? I would like to actually put my phone in, maybe they could use as the hip pad for Mitchell Trubisky on Sunday.
Like a protector?
Yeah. On Sunday, are they back here Sunday, Kev? Where are they?
Yeah, they host the Giants.
The Giants. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Those screen covers are pretty good.
I'm going to take my screen cover off.
Oh.
I don't want to see my phone anymore. I'm just done. All right. And finally.
Number one. Referee just like Mike, looking for a bright light, seeing what your life like,
riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight fight, driving on the gas with no. That's Kanye West at Joel Osteen's church in Houston. How about that? That was a weird moment. That was not a weird moment.
Well, he was there because Kim Kardashian was visiting the man on death row, who Mr. Reed, right? Who is there? She has been speaking out about justice in that case, that he's wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted. So they stopped by the church, yes. The mega church.
Yes, he did. To discuss his love of Jesus and how God has made the most perfect entertainer of all times.
Jesus has won the victory. Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
What? I think we'll just leave it there. It's the best thing we could possibly do.
The top five at five.